With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Very sad day for the United States of America.
The Carter Center here in Atlanta announcing the former president has passed away at the age of 100. Carter had been under hospice care for close to 2 years now, living in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. He is the longest living U.S. president and was sworn in back on January 20th of 1977 after defeating Republican Gerald Ford.
I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The Georgia peanut farmer becoming the 39th President of the United States. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Also at SRNNews.com, officials are beginning to assess the damage following strong storm system that moved across the southeastern U.S. over the weekend. At least two people killed when tornadoes touched down in Texas and Mississippi. In Athens, Alabama, spokeswoman Holly Holman.
I heard like a roaring sound, like everybody says they hear, come through downtown and saw sparks flying and got here. We had HVAC units off some of the merchants' buildings in the road, roofing in the road, a lot of the Christmas decorations blown. The bookstore, the roof is completely gone, trees down.
In South Korea, authorities investigating the crash of that airliner with 181 people on board. Two people survived, although both were badly hurt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today has had prostate surgery. They removed his prostate. Surgery comes at a turbulent time for the Israeli leader, who has previously faced a number of health issues, including a heart condition requiring a pacemaker. Also, earlier this year, he had hernia surgery. This is SRN News. Donald Trump makes a promise.
He says he will make it a priority of his administration to, in his words, stop the transgender lunacy. Speaking at a recent rally, Mr. Trump vowed that on day one, he will, quote, sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, and we will keep men out of women's sports. Political analysts say the president's decision to take on transgenderism helped him win the election. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A report on campus, anti-Semitism by the House of Representatives recommending cutting government funding to universities that boycott Israel. That report paints a rather dire picture of anti-Semitism in the United States. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel last fall, pro-Palestinian protesters began harassing and intimidating Jewish students. This is SRN News. The most popular nasal decongestant on pharmacy shelves may not be there much longer.
The Food and Drug Administration recently announced plans to phase out phenylephrine, the key ingredient in some cold and allergy pills. It's a win for skeptical researchers who have long questioned the drug's effectiveness. For consumers, it will likely mean switching to alternatives, including nasal sprays or older oral decongestants that were moved behind the pharmacy counter almost two decades ago. John Scott reporting.
Well, the death of an Oregon house cat from bird flu and a pet food recall raising questions how people can protect their furry friends. Health officials tracing the cat's illness to frozen cat food contained in raw turkey. Some pet owners feed their animals raw meat, but that can be dangerous, in fact, fatal sometimes. Cooking destroys the bird flu virus. More details at SRNNews.com.